The Lampshade, a Holocaust detective story from Buchenwald to New Orleans, by Mark Jacobson, narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2010 by Mark Jacobson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Incorporated and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. Job, chapter 19, verse 26. Prologue. I must say I didn't put much stock in the possibility that a Dominican spiritualist working out of a basement in Union City, New Jersey, would have much to say about a human skin lampshade reputedly made in a Nazi concentration camp. But there I was, sitting across from Donna Argentina, a large woman wearing a ceremonial headdress and smoking a pair of cigars, one on either side of her mouth. A friend of mine, a devotee, had recommended the medium, saying that if the lampshade had truly once been part of a person, the spirit would still be present within it. If so, then Donna Argentina would make contact with it, bring to light its secrets. There was a bit of desperation in my visit, an anxiety that had been mounting since I had first come into possession of the lampshade, which a friend had purchased at a rummage sale in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Later, after DNA testing proved that the lampshade had been fashioned from the skin of a human being, I'd spent many, many months attempting to track down the true nature of the lampshade, its origin and meaning, a search that had taken me halfway around the world. So I was willing, if not too excited, to drive the 10 miles from my Brooklyn home through the Lincoln Tunnel.